Maisie Media, Staff Entertainment. Cover photo courtesy, The Movie Fashion. Don't forget to like and subscribe to our YouTube channel. 22-year-old actor Demetrius Lil Meech Flannery Jr. was arrested on a gun charge earlier in the week, after a Glock 19mm handgun along with a 15-round magazine were found inside his luggage while traveling through Fort Lauderdale Hollywood International Airport, according to a report from TMZ. Photo, The Face. The weapon was not loaded at the time it was found by airport security. Lil Meech was arrested and charged with a felony count of introducing a firearm into a sterile area of an airport. There was no word given on bail or next court appearance for Lil Meech.
York Bound Publications. The Edge of Town BY, Louis Leech III. Acknowledgements. First and foremost, I want to give a big shout out to Mary J. Not Blige Fool. I'm talking about that sweet, sweet, Chiba, which was the inspiration for this book, well, the fuel for my fire, if you will. Second, and in all seriousness, I want to give a special shout out to anyone who has endured my bullshit for any amount of time. A lot of people know me, but don't really know me. You know what I mean? Those that do know me, know I'm a lot to deal with, at times. But I want to thank each and every last one of you for your love, inspiration, kind words, and most importantly, support. Thank you. This one is dedicated to you all. Enjoy. Prelude. So I'm just supposed to believe that people magically disappear or some shit? That's what you want me to believe? Yee. Before I could even get the words out of my mouth, I could feel Lieutenant Cocksucker's hand swiftly going across my face. Bitch ass cop done went and pimp slapped the fuck out of my dumb ass. Take these motherfucking cuffs off and try that shit pussy. I yelled at the top of my lungs. Lieutenant Cocksucker smiled at me before he turned and whispered something in his weird ass partner's ear. His partner smiled before he walked over to me and roughly spun me around. You're about to get your wish, dickhead. The partner said through a weird combination of a welcoming smile and gritted teeth. Interesting combination of weird shit, if you ask me. He continued to smile as he unlocked the handcuffs. He looked at me as he removed the cuffs from my wrist, and placed them in the holster of his weird-ass utility belt full of keys and other useless bullshit. Neither one of the officers were packing heat. As they brought prisoners in through the front, all officers were required to lock their guns in a lockbox before they entered the court building where I was currently being held at. These two bitch-ass cops were going to stroll me in this little-ass room, and I knew it. The last thing you were ever going to get from a cop was a one-on-one fight. Gangs don't operate that way. And there is no bigger gang in the United States than the police department. Any state or city's police department in the good old USA. One big ass gang. Anywho, there was another reason I knew that I was going to get jumped in here today. This was not my first run-in with Lieutenant Cocksucker or his partner. As a matter of fact, as of lately this has been sort of my home away from home. That's how much these dickheads have been sweating me about some shit. What have they been sweating me about? A murder, well, 27 murders. Don't look at me like that. I didn't do the shit. I'm not even sure that the animal or whatever the fuck it was, that took 27 people up out of here over this past weekend, is even human. Yeah, now you're looking at me just like Lieutenant Cocksucker, and his partner that I cleverly named Cocksucker Jr., have been looking at me since I first tried to explain to them what happened, when they first began bringing me down here and questioning me about this shit over 2 weeks ago. Since then, most of my afternoons have been spent getting harassed by the Cocksuckers. Get it? I call them the Cocksuckers like that was their last name. Funny, right? Well, the Cocksuckers definitely didn't find my jokes funny, which was one of the many reasons these Cocksuckers were about to work my dumb ass over in here. Yep, these two Westmoreland PA police officers were real pieces of shit. What the fuck am I doing in Westmoreland PA, you ask? Being a motherfucking boss. Psych, nah, but, for real though. Believe it or not, I am the owner of an entire town. Right here in these United States. Hell, right here in Pennsylvania. Imagine that shit. I own a fucking town. How does a person own an entire town, you ask? The same way you own anything else in this country, jackass. Buy the shit. $1.5 million cash is what I paid for the town that someone had previously named Necropolis. I'll save you a quick Google search. Necropolis means a cemetery. Especially a large one belonging to an ancient city. I like that. Shit seems kind of mysterious, right? The name mostly fit this small town too. This joint did look ancient, or at least, old as fuck. Like late 18 or early 1900s kind of old. Check out some of the features of my little town, a 75-acre village, with 19 single-family homes, a strip mall with room for at least 8 average-sized stores or small businesses, an elementary schoolhouse that was built in 1914. There's also some farmland that came with the town, but the feature that sold me was the fact that the village sat along the Youghiogheny River. The town is about 30 miles south of Pittsburgh. Way deeper into Pennsylvania than I've ever been, or ever wanted to be. Feel me? No, you don't, dickhead. Most people in Philadelphia aren't even aware of how racist the state of Pennsylvania is, even myself, until I dropped $1.5 million on this beautiful piece of land. But I learned. I'll admit I learned the hard way because I was a little naive. But nevertheless, I learned firsthand just how racist the state of Pennsylvania is. Dash. November 12th of the year 2020, started off as normal as most days had started for me in the last few months or say. I woke up at around 7:30 a.m., just like I had been doing every morning, ever since I started my newest job almost 3 months ago. I liked my gig too. What was so great about my gig was that everybody worked there. Well, a lot of people that I knew from before I left Philadelphia. I graduated from high school, and left the city immediately afterwards, 10 years ago. I've been back for about 3 months, but the hood is definitely not how I remember it being when I left. I didn't even recognize most of these cats around this joint. I settled in anyway. I rented a little one-bedroom apartment right there in between 11th/12th and Cumberland Streets. My John was right on top of this tax-preparing and notary public joint that had just opened. After I settled in, I walked the hood, hoping to bump into some familiar faces. I planned on hitting up all the old spots I used to hang around. My first stop, the 49er Bar.